It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
See, they just mentioned Builder Supply Outlet in that.
Right.
The great Christopher Duffy just mentioned that. So what? Here's what we do. We tell you that right now I've got a $50 gift card in my hot little hand. I'm going to give you right now to the 19th caller at 312-981-7200 for said Builder Supply Outlet.
Look at you. How nice is that?
There you go. Coming up, News or Ruse with Nazr Muhammad. Win a gift pack of Fresh Wave natural odor removing products. Those are actually very cool, those Fresh Wave products. You got dogs and cats or smelly husbands, there, you got an answer right there.
That'll help.
All right, no checking doubt. In at
number 5.
Following a meeting with his national security team today, the president held a press conference at the Pentagon with an update on the fight against ISIS. He was then asked about the $400 million that was sent to Iran in a briefcase.
We do not have a banking relationship with Iran that we couldn't send them a check. And we could not wire the money. And it is not at all clear to me why it is that cash, as opposed to a check or a wire transfer, has made this into a news story. You know, maybe because it kind of feels like some spy novel or, you know, some crime novel, because cash was exchanged. The reason cash was exchanged is because we don't have a banking relationship with Iran.
Was he wearing the friendship bracelet that Joe Biden gave him for his birthday? I just didn't see the visual on the news conference.
Yeah, I would hope not.
Barack and Joe.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm not sure I 100% believe that. I know that we had Senator Mark Kirk in here, and he said, well, they must have known that it was illegal what they were doing, and because of Iran-Contra, they'd gotten some legal advice on how to do that. And I don't know. I don't know if I believe either of those. I just don't know what it was. I just don't get it. My sense is that you could transfer money into a bank, right? Maybe you find a third party bank.
You would think so,
right? And because I think cash is a dangerous thing to send. I mean, this goes back to American Express traveler's checks, right?
Right.
I mean, when they go,
you didn't travel without them at a certain point in time.
Why don't we just send them a big American Express traveler's check? They would take that. You take it down to the Ramada Inn and you take it to the front desk and you have them cash it for you. It's like cash.
They have one of those in Iran. I'm sure they do.
Or the president. The president goes to Western Union, right? Like, there's got to be one in D.C., right? And he's standing in line with the rest of the people at the currency exchange trying to get their city stickers and stuff like that. I need $400 million. I'm going to transfer that Western Union. Hold on.
Swiss francs.
Gonna do it in euros and Swiss francs. Mm-hmm. We do it like that?
Was it an issue of trust? I don't know. I mean, that they would.
I don't trust any of
cash or check. I don't know. The whole thing.
If he was sending it through Western Union, you have to send like four different times.
Right, the maximum. to four different names in Tehran.
He's got the kids there, Michelle.
Right. You're right. Okay, now you're gonna send $133 million.
Malia, put the brownie down.
Someone have an ID here. It just seems like an odd way to do it.
It does.
The airlifting the cash thing.
Yeah.
Felt weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Although Trump is making up something about it too that is really weird. He says he's seen this video where he's seen the big beautiful bags of cash being offloaded off the airplane. And there doesn't appear to be a video that is at least that has been seen publicly.
Mm-hmm. Would it matter if there were? I mean, they're admitting that it happened. It's not like it happened in secret. It didn't. It happened.
His own surrogate has come out to say that he is talking about, not confused by, but talking about the video of the hostages coming off the airplane. This is like the remember he ran into this thing with the people jumping up and down after September 11th. I mean, he says he sees things that he doesn't actually see on the shows because he gets a little confused. But I don't know if he's. Or did he see it in a secret briefing?
I don't know.
Because that's the part that we're all worried about. And as a matter of fact, the president was asked about that at his press conference today. Do you think, are you worried about the Trump, Donald Trump getting these secret briefings?
What I will say is that They have been told these are classified briefings. And if they want to be president, they got to start acting like president. And that means being able to receive these briefings and not spread them around.
How long before he alludes to something from that briefing? And then what do they do about it?
Well, then the next question there was, are you worried about that? And that's all I'm going
to
say.
It's up to you to use your judgment. He kept saying that. Ask all of you to make your own judgment.
And then about nukes. What about Trump and the nukes?
I would ask all of you to just make your own judgment. I've made this point already multiple times. Just listen to what Mr. Trump has to say and make your own judgment with respect to how confident you feel about his ability to manage things like our nuclear triad.
With respect, sir, it suggests that you're not confident.
Well, as I recall, I just answered a question about this a couple of days ago, and I thought I made myself pretty clear. And I don't want to just keep on repeating it or a variation on it.
He's referring to that speech when he went after Trump, right? The talking about how he's unfit, that whole part of it.
It's such a dad response.
Yeah, what?
You tell me, was that responsible?
I will not repeat myself.
I've said what I'm going to say on this.
That is so true.
It's a great observation.
Wait, there's more.
I obviously have a very strong opinion about the two candidates who are running here. One is very positive and one is not so much. And I think that you will just hear any further questions that are directed to this subject. I think you'll hear pretty much variations on the same theme. What I can say is this is serious business.
Business. That's a dad response too. Like, look, I can tell you, I've already expressed an opinion on your boyfriend. And you know
not
how
wavering.
I feel? You know how I feel? I mean, it's up to you. Make a decision about, you know, how you want to proceed here. You want to go down this road with this guy and the mullet?
Those weed brownies are serious business.
and we did find a bong in your room.
So, we trust you. We didn't go through everything, but
right. But we did find the bong. Now that could be his. That could be your boyfriend's bong.
What's the mask attached to it?
You know, if you want to ruin your life, go ahead and vote for Trump. It's basically what the president said.
All right. It was kind of like a say no to drugs talk with your kids.
All right. I love you. I always have. But you're disappointing me.
President and father are merging together.
that's basically what you're getting from him right now. You're getting that whole kind of one big thing.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Want to date the guy with the funny hair? Go ahead. I can't stop you.
That man.
Yeah. All right. Checking. Oh my God. We're only here.
Number four.
At a campaign stop in Raleigh, North Carolina, Mike Pence took a question from an 11-year-old boy. This seemed like a setup. I'll be honest with you.
Well, the words he used didn't seem like 11-year-old boy words.
Yeah. The kid was very worried about Donald Trump.
Good morning, Governor Pence. My name is Matthew, and I'm 11 years old, and I've been watching the news lately, and I've been noticing that you've been kind of softening up on Mr. Trump's policies and words. Is this going to be your role in the administration?
What's your name, son?
Matthew.
Maybe he's just a bright kid. Who knows?
I don't think so. No, he's put up to it. Put up to it. We're going to find out that Matthew is the son of some state representative who's running for something or another.
Or he has a new tricycle. Or what I guess new bike would be for an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
Get a little payoff.
Probably playing that Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Mr. Pence stood there. Governor Pence stood there, stone-faced for a moment. And then?
Sometimes, you know, what I've learned, Matthew, and you'll learn it when you're governor of North Carolina. I'm not kidding about that. Is you know, sometimes things don't always come out like you mean, right? And Donald Trump and I are absolutely determined to work together. We have different styles. You might have noticed that. You know, I said at our convention, I said, you know, we nominated someone who larger than life, known for charisma, so they wanted to kind of balance the ticket.
He handled that well.
I mean, Mike Pence is the perfect choice for Donald Trump. He's looks like the only adult in the room at times.
Mm-hmm.
Because even between the four of them, you know, Tim Kaine, he truly is the dad on every sitcom, right? He's the bumbling dad. And I don't get a great sense of I'm not imbued with confidence when I see him.
Tim Kaine.
Tim Kaine.
Pence, you are.
With Pence, I don't know. Pence looks like a guy should be playing that role in a movie. Right, they run into the Oval Office. Mr. President, the aliens have just arrived.
Right.
They just blew up our secret facility in Nevada.
And he doesn't lose his cool at all. I mean, you think of all the things that are sort of imploding in that campaign with the things that have been said and the questions he's getting on the trail. And he seems to be holding it together and answering things in a thoughtful way.
Do you like Paul Ryan? Sure do.
Yeah. I bet. Sure do. I've always liked him. That's what he said.
Yeah. You don't think your running mate is nuts? You know, I love Paul Ryan. The sound.
You can only imagine the questions he's getting.
You know what? Here's what I want to know. When Mike Pence puts his head on the pillow at night, and those nights that his wife is with him.
How was your day, honey?
Yeah. Does he secretly whisper in her ear because he's afraid he's being listened to by microphones in the room? Oh, my God. What have we done?
What the hell is going on?
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah. He doesn't seem to show that, which is
very good. No, he's good.
The way he's handling it.
Does Paul Manafort start every phone call with Mike Pence going, listen, I'm really sorry to have to tell you this, but. All right, we'll get to your 3-year, 2-in-1. But first, Violetta Podomatic is very sorry to tell you about the WGN traffic trouble spots.
And then there's this. Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today. ChicagoTribune.com.
All right, we continue on with the top 5 at 5.
Number 3.
Thank you, Orion. That was a very impressive promotional announcement about Orion, by the way, during that commercial break. Did you hear that?
Yeah, he was talking about how he's seen everything in the business world. Covered it over the course of his career, and that's why it is so. That's why you love getting your business news from him, which is true.
Yeah, it's very cool. Last night on The Talk, or yesterday afternoon, or whenever that played, Sharon Osbourne addressed her husband's statement from earlier in the day, in which he admitted to having an affair with his makeup artist.
I thought it was a hairstylist.
Whatever, it's the same thing.
Okay,
and that he's seeking therapy for sex addiction.
It's quite embarrassing to talk about. Somehow drugs and drink is more acceptable, I think. But when it's somebody that has a sex addiction, it's embarrassing. And I'm proud that he's come out and admitted it finally. He's been going outpatient for sex addiction for the last 3 months. And he's working at it.
Wait, what part's he working at? Isn't that what happens when a guy gets caught?
Right. It's an illness.
Right, I'm a sex addict. I gotta go to rehab. Remember, I went to rehab for everything else. Now I gotta go to rehab for sex addiction.
This is just another thing.
Can you believe he's even capable of that still?
That's what I said before off air. I was like, I'm not sure. I didn't know that all that.
Could barely walk.
It's true.
Like, he shuffles his feet.
Well, did you see that the woman
takes takes a little blue pill and lies down. I think that's about all he's got to do.
The woman involved is suing Kelly Osbourne because she went after her and, you know, shamed her during the course of all this. So
Kelly Osbourne released her personal phone number and said call her or text her. Because she's ruining my family.
She painted a picture that she was some groupie that went after him.
Sharon, groupies at the door. Sharon, answer the door. I've got a sex addiction.
I didn't know he's capable of doing anything without Sharon. So
right. I mean, she'd have to be able to help. Right.
I mean, picking up the phone, I would think, would be hard for him.
Sharon.
Texting. I mean, how do you do it?
Where's my Cialis for daily use, Sharon?
Where does it go again?
All right. One bridge too far, Kevin.
Number 2.
Suicide Squad has been met with less than stellar reviews. You can see Richard Roper's or hear Richard Roper's review at WGNradio.com. Its cast and director have shrugged off the negative reaction to the mega film. But Will Smith, who plays Deadshot, says, hey, I love how this turned out.
I'm an artist, so I'm creating. I'm always pushing the envelope. You know, I consider myself a public servant. You know, so it's my job to try to create things that inspire people. They make them laugh. They make them cry. You know, and when you're shooting high, you know, there, you know, it's not going to be for everybody.
Yeah. In other words, he knows. You see, that's the Trump thing too. It's like he's talking fast. He's trying to make things up as he's going along. He's like getting caught, right? It's like everybody this year sounds like they just got caught doing something bad. No, I'm an artist. I'm an artist.
Public servant.
Sharon, I'm a public servant. And finally.
Number one.
Oliver Stone is making a new movie about Edward Snowden. He did a public service announcement, I suppose partially promotionally, about turning off your phones in the movie theater, but with this twist.
It allows certain parties to track your every move every time you make a call, send a text. We are giving them access. The information you've put out into the world voluntarily is enough to burn your life to the ground. This will be our undoing. Think I'm being dramatic? Then don't take my word for it. But do the rest of the people in the audience a big favor. Turn off your phone during the movie.
Mm. Oh, I was scared there until I realized where he was going with it all.
I'm still scared.
I know, there's one creepy dude. There's one...
He's just telling you to turn off your phone in the movie. So
right, that's all he had to say. That's all he had to say. Just turn your damn phone off.
It's powerful. Powerful way to deliver that message.
I honestly...
I'm just not sure if I need to use my phone anymore.
I think that...
I should be doing the PSAs for that. Turn your phones off because they're listening to everything you're doing. Turn your phones off. You're really not going to want to make me mad now, are you?
But Creepy Uncle knows there's already a chip in his brain implanted by the government, so it wouldn't matter if it's a phone.
That's absolutely true.
By the aliens.
Thank you. Thank you. Sound like an alien, little Violetta.
Tomorrow we're playing a new game. Who said it? Creepy Uncle or Trump surrogates? I swear to God.
Including Clint Eastwood.
We have written the game, and we have all of the things. Who said it? Creepy Uncle or Trump surrogates? All right. But first, right now, Violetta is standing by with her own thoughts.